Testing. Can you hear me? Good morning. I'm Drigo Martinez, obviously a senior at Mason High School. First, I'd like to thank Pastor Colleen and Ms. Persky for letting me do this. Okay, so as we go through life, Lord gives us, you know, He gives us trials and tribulations. And He also gives us good times to rejoice and rejoice as well. So say we're this piece of paper, correct? And we're going through a tough time, and we're just asking God, why are you making me go through this? And there's the answer right there. But yet we're so frustrated with Him, we just miss Him completely, and we turn away from Him completely. And so we're turned away from everything. But then once we open this, and we realize, maybe this is God telling me something. And once you go, you get closer, okay, you're starting to get the message. And eventually, you get right there. And you get inside into the message, and you realize this is God making me into a better person and overall a better Christian. So as we go through college, these seniors and I, we're obviously going to go through trials and, you know, times of rejoice. And hopefully it's more joy and not trials, but it's college, so you never know what's going to happen. So as we go through life, I have it written right here. During times of struggle, we get to the point, as I said, from turning away from God and just being stubborn and selfish and not trying to listen to the big message around here. You know, now that we're going to college, we're not just going to get detention from Miss Cope or Miss Geis. You know, we're going to get academic probation and probably even get kicked out of school. But we are going to enter college and we're going to experience a lot of new things. But as a community of Mason and a church like this is a close-knit group, we were taught very well, and we thank y'all for that. And, you know, college is also used as a time for us to truly find ourselves and realize who we are as a person. But obviously, we can't do that with ourselves. And as I was reading through this, I found some pretty good verses that I like that help summarize this up for me. It's Psalms 32:8. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. That means that God is always, all you have to do is listen, and He's going to teach you and put you in the right path to go. That's all we have to do is just listen. And then the next reading that I have, it comes out of Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your path straight. Again, you may miss the big picture first, but if you open your heart up again, He will put you on that straight path and put you in the cup and get you the big picture. And then God, you know, after we get passed through that, He puts us through these amazing times where we say, oh, thank you, God. You know, I had some of those when I passed some of Ms. Cope's tests I didn't even study for, but I give Him thanks for that. But then once you get a picture like that, like I said before, you do get the big pictures like, oh, He does this for a reason. And you realize, man, maybe I should open my heart more often and everything. So as we take this next step in our lives, of course we're going to go have our failures from the start, but that's just part of it. What we cannot just give up on ourselves, and also what we cannot do and make sure that we not do is that we're going to we make sure that we do not give up on our faith and that everything that we do is in His name. As it says in 1 Corinthians 10:31, so whether you eat or drink, whatever you do, do it all in the glory of God. So as we go off and do everything, do big and impact lives, whether it be a big or small impact, let us do this in God's name. We have all the tools to do something great, so now all is left to do it. We have a close-knit community. I'd like to thank y'all for that again. And then I'd like to close you with this. It comes out of Ephesians. Ephesians 2:10, for we are the workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So God all has a purpose for us. Main thing we cannot do is just give up on our faith. So so don't give up on your faith and keep the straight line that God has prepared for us. Let's go do something great. Thank you.
So what does the teacher say with a student like that? It's time to graduate. I'm going to look at the mirrors of life once again. The mirror of darkness. There are times or days when you look in the mirror and feel you can't see yourself or don't want to see yourself. Genesis tells us God created us male and female in God's own image. Darkness sometimes covers or hovers over our image. We may have health issues. We may have lost a loved one. We might not win state in an event we thought we would. We didn't secure the job or the college we had hoped for. Maybe a good friend betrayed us. Or maybe it's the loss of community. Jesus said, "A little child shall lead us. A little child shall teach us." It took a group of three-year-olds to remind me of the importance of community. The curriculum for that fall of 1999 included learning your home phone number. No problem. Except it was a problem. After working for a couple of weeks, I realized Mason three-year-olds had absolutely no desire to learn their telephone number and couldn't be bothered with it. Why, I wondered. You were certainly smart enough. So why? Then it dawned on me. The security blanket for Mason children is this community. You have multiple generations living around you. You have parents, friends that know you by name. You can't, to your dilemma some days, you can't get away from being known. If you got lost when you were little, somebody knew where to take you. And I had just come here from San Antonio, and for those children, a home phone number was security. Community is important. Thus, darkness came for me on a bright, sunny afternoon as I sat on my bed in my new college dorm room, staring out the window. I had been so excited to leave. I couldn't wait to be a college co-ed. But suddenly, I realized as I looked out the window that if I tripped and fell on the street between the dorm and the student union, who would know my name? Who would know my parents' names, my grandparents, or any friends? Would they even care? Thus began my search of my new identity and the formation of a new community in a new place. When light comes in the darkness, it gives us new direction. The mirror of distortion. Sometimes when we look in a mirror, we see a distorted image of who God created us to be. Keith Beasley Topliff refers to this distorted image as double vision. Kierkegaard refers to this double vision, now listen to this, as keeping one eye on God while the other eye is roving. Keeping one eye on God while the other eye is roving. We do that a lot. Our roving eye is drawn to the viewpoint of other groups who try to tell us who we should be. Sometimes it's the world of advertisement and the promise of products and the promise of achievement and success if we just do it their way. You are leaving the wonder of childhood and the idealism of youth and entering the sophistication of adulthood. You have many choices in front of you. Will double vision guide your decisions? Anne Morrow Lindbergh, as an aging woman, stood in front of the mirror, and this is what she said. Who was this woman before me, her face imprinted with the expectation of others? I was mom, I was wife, I was tragedy, I was pilot. They all were me and I them. But weren't we always first and foremost woman? Wasn't there strength in that? Victory, clarity, in all the stages of a woman's life? Sometimes we see with double vision, but as our eye becomes single focused on God, we begin to see the person God created us to be in all the roles we play. C.S. Lewis says, "Our real selves are all waiting for us in Christ. It is no good trying to be myself without Christ." The mirror of clarity. If you will look on the front of your bulletin, that artwork on the front of the bulletin is Emmy Schmidt's artwork. When Emmy and I visited about this, we talked about Psalm 119, 105. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path. When she first showed me, I was surprised. You see, I'm good at having preconceived ideas, and I'm not an artist. Then I took a second look, and it became a mirror of clarity for me as I saw in it great depth and understanding. One thing about art and preaching is people see and hear what they want to see and hear. And this is what I see in Emmy's picture. There is a path representing the journey of life. There are the steps representing our movement through the journey, sometimes steps of darkness, sometimes steps of distortion. There are the hands, a child's hand, an adult's hand. They seem to be reaching out for one another. But if you look closely, the child's fingers are curled. I say to you this day, they're separating. They are preparing to leave. Letting go is one of the many things we have to do. And as we let go, as these seniors move from their growing up home into the world of young adulthood. But most of all, there is that yellow light behind the whole image, representing the light of Christ that encourages us with single-mindedness to find clarity of wholeness as God created us. 1 Corinthians 13:12. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then we will see face to face. Now I know only in part, then I will know fully, even as I have been fully known. Go forth from this place, knowing that wherever the journey of life takes you, that the light of Christ is with you in all times and in all places. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
At this time, we're going to invite all of our seniors to come forward, and this is not the first or last time that anyone is going to ask you to get in alphabetical order according to last name. So if you would please do that, it would help us a lot. I'm getting there. It's not that far. Y'all should see their faces. Oh, I'm sorry. Kneel along the rail. That is so sorry. I'm giving terrible instructions. Here we go. Lydia, Claudia, now we got it. Y'all can spread all the way across because we're going to invite your families up here. It's going to get really crowded here in a minute. So Drigo and Ethan, y'all come down. Now, if any families would like to come up and join your child, they don't look like children, do they? But if you'd like to come and join them and lay hands on them, because we are going to bless them as they leave. This is what we call controlled chaos in church. Come forward. I know y'all never come up here. Find the kid that goes with you. Or just find a kid. Any kid will do. I know Margaret's got to make the whole line. Okay. Now we're going to bless each of these one by one. We invite congregation to just put your hands up as each child is blessed so that you can also be part of laying hands on them if you would like to be. And please hear these words as we will be blessing each child, we'll be anointing each one, and we will be giving them either a book or a Bible depending on which group they're in, although they're really in one group. It's kind of like that big family of God where we're part of this family, but we're also part of the family that happens to live in Africa, for example. So it's a very big family, and we'll be giving each of them a little gift to take with them and remind them of God.
Lydia Bishwell, I am so thankful you have been a part of my life. From that first day when I said, "Does anyone know a blessing?" you raised your hand, you bowed your head and prayed from your heart, and your classmates followed your example for weeks. As you go forth from this place, stay in conversation with God in all that you do. God loves you, and we love you.
Amen. Claudia Canfield, God has given you many gifts. Gifts of communication, gifts of strength. Go in the name of Jesus Christ, knowing that you have gifts to share with the world. And be confident that you will find that church in Ohio. I bless you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Tracy Jordan, you too have received gifts from God. You have received the gift of steadiness, of firmness, and of confidence in who you are and of where you come from. Go from this place knowing that God goes before you and that anything you have to go through, God will have already gone through it for you. Go in peace and go in the knowledge that this community of faith loves you and goes with you. I anoint you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Kelly, I treasure our time from the first day when, as a timid, shy, crying three-year-old, I pulled you from your mother. But I had the pleasure of watching you until, heads up, eyes flashing, you drove as a point guard down that court. Wherever you go in life, go with your head up and your eyes flashing, focused on God. We don't have another hand. God loves you, and we love you. Amen. Drigo Martinez, you have brought laughter and joy to my life. And I treasure that we were able to share this sermon together today. Wherever you go in life, listen and look. God has a plan for you. God loves you and we love you. Ethan McKinney, I didn't have a dull life, did I? You saw to it. There were days of laughter. There were tears of frustration. But most of all, I remember your in-depth wisdom into Bible stories. Wherever you go, may the Word of God guide you. God loves you, and we love you. Raina Moneyhun. I have you as family, and I have you as student. You walk in quiet, determined ways. Wherever you go, may the light of Christ shine on you. God loves you, and we love you. You're all thank you.
Price Ruffin, God has gifted you with leadership, with strength, and with knowledge. Go now to the next place on this journey, knowing that you don't have to do anything by yourself, no matter how smart or how much of a leader you are, because God is there for you to lean on, for you to walk with, and for you to claim your inheritance as His child. go forth in peace. I anoint you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, seniors, would you stand up and face our congregation today? What a gift of so many families here to support our kids from Mason, and they belong to all of us. Even if you don't know them by name, you are still part of their story because you have been part of this community that has raised them up. And although we don't always clap in church, we're going to give a big hand clap for God today and for the gift of these students. Y'all can go. Kelly, y'all can go. Y'all can go. Thank you all. And now we're going to sing our last hymn together. It's number 389.